Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to our Bible study. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to study your word, and I pray that you would sink it into our hearts and that we would apply it in our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. In our Bible study today, we're going to be talking about connecting with the body. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And the point of our study is that spiritual growth calls for regular interaction with and ministry to other people. For our spiritual growth, we need the support and the input of others, just like they need ours. So let's begin. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that body are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, we have all been made to drink into one Spirit. You see, Paul compared the church with a human body. The body is comprised of many members, right? But it still functions as a single body. And Paul didn't want us to miss it. The human body is a single, unified body, even though it has many parts. The members are unique in their personalities, in their backgrounds, in their spiritual gifts, but they're still just one body. The diversity does not just work against unity. In fact, it functions as part of the whole. And Paul reminded the church that they were all baptized into a single body. While believers come from different races and different cultures and different economic levels, our differences don't threaten our wholeness, don't threaten our oneness. We are one. And we're not to become uniform and exactly alike. Wouldn't that be scary to be just like me? But we do enter into one single body, Christ's body. So in this passage, Paul's really not referring to literal water baptism. The church has been immersed in the Spirit. We've been covered by the Holy Spirit. Paul didn't stop with that word picture either. It isn't just that the Spirit covers us, but God's Holy Spirit makes us one and fills us and empowers us to function as one body. Listen, look as we continue in verse 14. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not of the hand, I'm not of the body, is it still not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling be? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. You see, the human body has many parts, and all of them are important to its function as a whole. And just as an individual body part has its own unique role and function, each member of the congregation serves a role and has individual responsibilities. You just don't come and sit and soak. No, you're part of the body. You have responsibilities. For the church as a whole to function well, each member needs to fulfill their role and their responsibility in a way that's consistent with the spiritual gifts that have been given them. And we've talked about spiritual gifts before. Paul included a partial list of those in verses 4 to 10 in chapter 12. If you want to read them, they're there. We all minister according to our spiritual gifts. However, we are to all pray for one another. James 5:16, James said, pray for one another that you may be healed. And we're to give and support the ministry of the church. Paul told us in 1 Corinthians 16 that God loves cheerful, hilarious, happy givers. And we're called to share our faith with those around the world. That's the Great Commission. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, baptize the converts, teach them to observe everything that I've commanded you, and go out and do it again. I love the Great Commandment. That's the Great Commission. That's wonderful. But you know what? Not all the body parts are visible. Not every member in the church has an upfront or a highly visible role. You know, I kind of stand up there every Sunday, so I'm visible to most people all the time. The church, like a human body, is made up of many members that function in different roles and have unique responsibilities. But no one member can function effectively without the rest of the body. Even those serving in prominent visible roles, like pastors and church leaders, can't be effective apart from the ministry of the church as a whole. We're in this together, folks. An effective church has everyone working together for the cause of Christ. Listen to verse 19 in 1 Corinthians 12. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. The hand can't say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked. Folks, the church in Corinth was not a healthy church. It was full of all kinds of divisions. They quarreled over their favorite leaders. You can see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. They envied one another. They brought lawsuits against one another. This is Christian against Christian lawsuits. They were so self-centered. I mean, you can see it in the Lord's Supper in chapter 11, verses 17 to 22. And you know what the consequences of that were? Some were sick and some slept. The church desperately needed unity. Carnality and division were tearing the church in Corinth apart. And Paul said that every member is necessary and must be treated as an important part of the body. Today, in some churches, this disunity is less obvious than it was. It can be tempting for a member to value his own role in the church and begin to put others down because they're not in the same role. Other people begin to gather with others whom they share a lot in common, and they exclude people who are not necessarily in their same group. Folks, diversity in the body is necessary. But diversity should not lead to division. It just shouldn't. Every member is necessary. In a healthy body, the systems all work together, supporting one another. In a healthy church, members not only work together, but they value, they appreciate, they depend on others who have different roles. The members of the church should work hard to practice Christian fellowship. And that includes celebrating others' joys, crying with them in their sorrow, walking beside them in their pain, helping any way that we can. And we need this interaction for the sake of our own individual spiritual growth. Fellowship is not as much about casual conversation over coffee and donuts. It's listening deeply and entering other people's lives, helping when you can. Fellowship is a choice and to value other believers and even those who are vastly different from us, because God desires His church with diverse memberships to help each other to grow. Folks, I am so thankful for our church. I am thankful for the unity we see. I'm thankful for the love that we see. It is a blossoming church, and I just praise the Lord for it. And this Sunday, we're having our family meeting, and we're going to go into where we've been, where we are now, and where we're going. I'm so looking forward to that. I hope you'll be there with us. So we need to pray that we might appreciate other people's differences, just as you want them to accept yours. So how do we get involved with other believers and serve them? Well, folks, talk to somebody new. You know, we have new people coming in. They haven't been here very long, and we need to get in touch with them. Say hi. Get to know them. Make an intentional effort to build a relationship with that person. Or maybe you're at odds with someone in the church. Get together with that person. Try to work out your problems. If you need to confess a wrong attitude or a wrong behavior, folks, do it. And seek to restore that relationship. Folks, our back wall says it all. We are family. We are family. Amen? All right. Next week, we're going to be studying being doers of the word and not hearers only. But like I said, Sunday's coming. We're looking forward to seeing you in church because God is good all the time. See you then.